Welcome to Epileptic Rants. My name is Lucas. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. All I'm going to do is get on here and rant. Well, it's a blessed day. I was blessed to be able to wake up and put my knees on the ground and thank the Lord for life. Every day I can do that, I consider a blessed day. Well, it's laundry day. I woke up about 7:30 this morning with no alarm. That's the one thing I don't have on Saturday mornings is an alarm. But I've gotten myself set into a schedule where I can't sleep late. So I woke up around 7:30. And I looked around and I realized that I wasn't going to get up. So I stayed in the bed till 9. I finally got up at 9 o'clock and just accepted the fact the day had started. I got on my knees, I said my prayers, went in, brushed my teeth, washed my face. I didn't make a cup of coffee. I could stand a cup right now. Because there's definitely no going outside. We're under a tornado watch right now. Until 2 o'clock. And the lightning is cracking. It is definitely popping out there. So I don't know what I'm going to do. But I woke up and I took care of my personal stuff and started doing my laundry and got my laundry done and started watching music videos on YouTube. And that's basically what I've been doing all day. It's just been one of those days. Like I say, it's a blessed day. A lot of people didn't wake up this morning. You can't take the days for granted. I tell you, that's one thing I quit doing was taking every day for granted. I learned to appreciate them after coming out of that coma. I learned to appreciate every day. I don't have a Bible study to do today. I could always read my Bible. But as far as my Experiencing God module, I finished it for the week. I guess there's only a Monday through Friday on it. But I finished it for the week. I'd like to go on the Rick and Bubba YouTube channel and find something on Romans, find where they did Romans and jump on it, because that's where my best friend was starting a Bible study at before our pastor moved us into the Experiencing God module. And Romans is a book that really reaches out to our generation right now, our world today. Because Rome was a place of debauchery. Rome was a place of sin, full of sin. And it's a book I'd like to study. But I feel like I can't read it and study it and get anything out of it. I feel like I have to have someone teach it to me. I've got my Through the Bible series, and I've got it set. I've got it marked for Romans. I guess I could do that. That would be better than sitting here watching music videos all day. There, I talked myself into doing a Bible study. Well, I didn't do it. The Holy Spirit did it. But now I know what I'm going to do after I get to my podcast. I'm going to open my Through the Bible books and to Romans and start studying Romans with J. Vernon McGee. There is nothing wrong with that. And I'll get a Bible study in for today. I wasn't going to do a podcast because I don't have much to rant about. But I decided to do one anyway. The weather is just starting to turn bad over here. Now it's starting to rain. In my apartment, I only have one set of windows. And that window looks over into my neighbor's apartment. So it's not like I have a good view. But I can still see the rain. I can barely see the clouds. But I can see the grayness of the day outside. And it has been a gray day all day long. When I got up at 9, it was gray. And I thought to myself, man, today's the day just to stay in the bed. But I couldn't, because I couldn't go back to sleep. But seeing the sky the way it was and knowing that the weather was going to turn the way it's going to, today was just a day to stay in the bed. But again, I say I couldn't because, number one, I couldn't go back to sleep. Number two, I had to do laundry. Number three, I had to do a podcast. Number four, I've got to wash dishes. I really need to get up there and wash those dishes. That's what I'll do when I get through here ranting. I'll get up there and I'll wash those dishes. Then I'll pull out my Through the Bible book. I'll turn to Romans and I'll start studying chapter 1 of Romans. That's what I'll do. I've made an afternoon plan. When I didn't have one. When all I was going to do was sit here and watch music videos. What are your plans for today? How's the weather in your area? Hopefully it's better than what I've been looking at. Hopefully you've got the sun shining down on you. Well, the rain stopped for a moment. As far as my epilepsy goes, I feel pretty good. The depression that anyone who's been tuning in regularly knows that I've been going through for the last 2 weeks probably, I'm coming out of it. because I feel good. I feel okay. I don't feel down. I feel like I could accomplish something. I'm not having any auras, anything seizure related. I don't feel bad. But as far as like mental health wise, I don't feel depressed. I'm not having any anxiety, anything like that. I'm having a rather good day. Maybe because I've got stuff to do. And that really helps. That helps the day go by. I think I find the worst days are the days where I don't have anything to do. And I find myself just sitting around, watching the clock go around. Those do tend to be the worst days. Well, that's my rant for today. I just thank you for tuning in. And know that as long as I can wake up and put my knees on the ground, I'm going to put out a rant 6 days a week. Every day but Sunday. So I just thank you for tuning in. And may you have a blessed day.